Good morning, everyone. I'm not here to speak. I'm just here to welcome you to this awesome morning. Anyway, I'm so glad to see all of you here. Parang hindi tayo nagkita yesterday, no? Parang ang tagal na, no? Kasi parang ilang oras na yung nakalipas. Anyway, parang napansin ko iba yung itsura nyo ngayon coming from yung session ni Paul Barker the last time na charisma. Ngayon, may mga lipstick, nakapulbos, nakasuklay, alam mo yun, nakatuck-in, nag-shave. May impact din talaga, no? You know? So, we keep on changing, we grow together. Now, we're so excited to have again Sir Alex Castillo. So, talagang alam ko naman na excited na kayo. I don't want to take much of his time. Alright, because I know he has so much to impart to us this morning. Let's give Sir Alex a warm welcome to Staff Dev.
Thank you, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday I was speaking with, I didn't ask him permission, so I can't tell you his name. I was speaking with a pastor and sabi niya sa akin, you know, they want me to put up a church. He's one of the pastors in a church, okay? They want me to put up a church, but I'm afraid because I believe my gift is in preaching, but I'm not gifted in managing. And I'm afraid, sabi niya, hindi ako manager eh, sabi niya. Dalin mo ako sa pulpito, magpipreach ako, sabi niya, maski tatlong oras, madali sa akin yon. Pero to be a senior pastor, ako lang in charge, kinakabahan ako. Sabi ko sa kanya, you know, mas mahirap ang matutunan mag-preach kasi sa mag-manage eh, sabi ko sa kanya. Talaga, sabi niya. So I began to tell him, sabi ko, in fact, tomorrow I'm going to talk about management. And these are admin people, so, you know, I'm teaching them management. And ako naman eh, hindi ko alam din ang management until someone taught me, and I realized it's not very complicated. Okay, so I'm honored to be here, and I'm really excited because I feel that the Lord is using my experience as a corporate executive and as a former volunteer pastor to combine those two mindsets, if you want, to share management principles. Okay. The typical textbook would say PLOC, planning, leading, organizing, and controlling. That's the definition of management. And that's okay, that's textbook. What I want to do is to cut to the chase and share with you what it's like to have a management mindset. Okay? In fact, a general management mindset. And some of you will say, well, ang layo sa akin yan. Hindi pa naman ako, nandito lang ako sa position na ito. Maybe, I wonder if any of the lessons will apply to me. Okay? Well, let me tell you, what I want you to do is to have the attitude that I am, because you are, the general manager of any project assigned to me. I am the general manager of any group that is assigned to me. If you're assigned to a ministry, if you're assigned to a function, consider yourself a general manager, because you are a general manager of that function, of that small section, whatever it is. And so to develop a GM mindset is basically to learn how to manage things properly. I learned management when I was 19 years old. And I realized, at first, I was very intimidated. And I realized it is all common sense. And so I was telling the pastor yesterday, you know, the problem with books and with most teachers is they complicate things. And sabi ko, I don't know if I had a learning deficiency, but I could not take too many complex ideas. And so a friend of mine was a very clear thinker and a very simple thinker. He tended to break things down to their basic units, and if you understand one piece, you then understand the other piece. If you try to understand it in pieces, it's much more manageable. Okay. So I'm gonna start this way. What are the burning issues about management anyway? That in itself is the first lesson I want you to learn. I want you to be issue-driven. Say issue-driven. Okay. Management is about doing things. And when you do things, the idea is you're doing the right things. You are addressing the right issues. Okay? So there are two burning issues in management. Number one, strategic accuracy. Issue number one is strategic accuracy. Are we doing the right things? Yan lang po ibig sabihin nun. Okay? Sabi ni Peter Drucker, Peter Drucker is one of my, I'm a big fan of the late Peter Drucker. He wrote many books on management, The Practice of Management. My favorite is The Effective Executive. That book is so old, I think it's no longer in circulation. But if you can get it from Amazon, for example, sa kalumaan nitong librong ito, baka napakamura na. Okay? So, ang pangalan po niya, The Effective Executive. If you want to learn management in its very basic forms, read the book, The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker. What he said, and what I learned from him is this. To manage well, first, you must be doing the right things. You must be paying attention to the right things. Sometimes, sabi niya, the issue is not doing things right. That's the second issue. The first issue is doing the right things. Are we paying attention to the right things? Are we spending time on the right things? Am I worried about the right things? Okay? Because, sabi niya, unless you get that first point correct, you're wasting time. So, first issue, strategic accuracy. If we are not clear on our strategy, we and our people will be doing the wrong things. Okay? So, strategic accuracy. How do you become strategically accurate? Well, strategic accuracy is accuracy in issue identification. Okay? Everyone say issue identification. Okay? You must identify the right issues before you work on the issues. Too much management time is wasted, and people are busy. They are, in fact, burning out doing the wrong things. Eh, ba't yan ang pinag-aaksayan mo ng panahon? Hindi naman issue yun eh. Ah, ba't talaga? Ito dapat. Ah, ganun ba? Okay. So, first things first. In management, pay attention to the right things. You must pay attention to what is strategic. And strategic accuracy is accuracy in issue identification, in turn a function of accuracy in identifying the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of an organization and its business. Strategy must be relevant. It must be accurate. To be accurate, strategy must come out of the strategic issues of a business. Okay? What are we doing in Victory? Are those the strategic issues facing Victory? Okay? If what we are doing in Victory or in your jobs are the strategic issues of Victory, or of your part of the business, then yeah, you're spending time on the right things. Mahirap na nga po yung ang dami mong trabaho. Eh, mas grabe namang hirap nung you're doing the wrong things. Okay? So, very, very basic. Very, very basic. Strategic accuracy is predicated on the willingness to face the brutal facts about your organization and its business so that you can develop the appropriate strategy. I say that because many managers refuse to identify what the issues are, the right issues are, because they don't want to face the truth. For example, we are declining, or we are not very effective. Masakit yun. And as a manager, you tend to fall in love with the status quo. Okay? Na ganun ba kami kasama? Di naman siguro. You know, you need to separate yourself from the issues. You have to depersonalize the issues, especially if you are at the center of the issue. For example, when I was in Del Monte, well, I was president. And any criticism about Del Monte, I could easily say it's a criticism against me. So if we identify an issue that we are weak in this area, I feel it's a reflection of me, hindi naman siguro. Okay? So maraming emotional static that gets in the way of identifying the strategic issues. And that's true anywhere. Sometimes pastors, sometimes administrative people, especially, by the way, if the church is successful. Success is the most dangerous experience on earth. Okay? Because it diffuses your focus, it puffs you up, it makes you proud. Okay? When you're successful, you tend to say, okay, what we've done in the past, we should continue to do into the future. That's the tendency. And when there's any criticism of how we've been doing things, you tend to be defensive and say, hindi siguro, di naman siguro. So to identify the strategic issues, you have to depersonalize them, and you have to be courageous. You have to have faith and integrity, basically. You have to have integrity. Okay, if that's the truth, okay, fine. Let's deal with it, okay? So you have to face the brutal facts willingly so that you can be accurate. Roger Enrico, the former CEO of PepsiCo Inc. In the U.S., when he would visit divisions of the company that are not doing well, he will ask the question, is it us or is it something else? Is it the market? Is it the economy? Is it competition? These are traps, because these are the typical excuses that executives use why they are not doing well. So he's gonna, you know, ano sa Tagalog? Papadamahin yung mga kausap niya. Kumbaga, what excuse are you gonna give me why you guys are not doing well? And is it the market? Is it the economy? Is it competition? Of course, the right answer is, it's us. So if it's us, what are the issues? Okay. 9.9 out of 10, it's us. There is a slight possibility. It's some, we can blame other things or other people. But first of all, we can't control other things and other people, even if that were true. We can only control us. Okay? So if it's us, sabi niya, what are the issues? Okay? Particularly in your job, for example, if in your church, there is a recurring problem, a recurring failure, a recurring lapse, okay? The manager would say, ano ba yung issue? What are the issues? Okay? How many of you are married? All right? Have you ever quarreled with your spouse? Duh. You know what? I wished married people, when they do quarrel, they'll say, okay, time out. What are the issues, honey? You know what? You'll be shocked. The husband thinks these are the issues. The wife thinks these are the issues. Eh, kanya pala hindi tayo magkasundo. We're not even on the same page. Okay? You need to know what the issues are. Okay. So, first issue, strategic accuracy. You must be spending time. Pag sinabi nung pastor sa akin, eh Alex, paano yan? Pag senior pastor ako, how do I manage a church? Sabi, itanong mo. What are the issues? Ganun lang yon. Eh sabi ko, sa tinagal-tagal kong magtrabaho, yan lang alam kong tanong na tama. What are the issues? Maski grade school graduate ka lang, tanong mo lang yun, what are the issues? hindi maglalabas ang mga issue. Okay, so, di-discuss ninyo, yan ba talaga ang issue? Tsaka, by the way, yung issues, hindi 100 yan. Hindi 50 yan. Typically, 5 to 10. Typically. Sometimes, 3 to 5. Okay? Maraming peripheral issue na hindi issue yan. Okay? Kailangan strategic. Ang strategic issue, pag hindi natin inasikaso ito, titigil yung church. Oh, importante yan. Pag hindi natin inasikaso ito, hindi tayo mag-grow. Ah, importante yan. Oh, pag hindi natin inasikaso ito, hindi tayo makakapag-disciple. Ah, importante yan. Yun ang mga strategic issues. Na the issues that will prevent the church from accomplishing what it is supposed to accomplish. So, is that very complicated so far? Okay. Second issue is execution rigor. Okay? Everyone say execution rigor. Basically, it means how well do we do things? Now that we know what to do, because we've identified the issues, we should do things well. So, the first issue is doing the right things, meaning doing what is strategic. The second issue is doing things right, executing well, okay? That is execution rigor. Execution rigor is doing what it takes in exact precision to address the strategic issues properly. I'm sorry, I broke my own rule. I didn't put my cell phone on quiet. Sorry. Hang on. Doing what it takes in exact precision to address the strategic issues thoroughly. Okay? Let's look at that sentence. First of all, doing. Execution rigor is doing. Doing something. Okay? What it takes is malalim yan. Ano ba talaga ang kailangan gawin? Bah, hindi yung pakurot-kurot ka sa problema. You know, sasakalin mo yung problema. Hindi yung pakalabit dito, pakalabit doon. What will it take? Okay. The question is, what will it take? That's a managerial question. If that's the issue, what will it take? Wow. That's a manager, okay? In exact precision. Meaning discipline. Yep. Is that what it will take? Is that action correct? Will that action actually solve the problem? So in exact precision, to address the strategic issue thoroughly. Na talagang pag yan ang ginawa, malulutos yung problema. It will actually work. So you know, when you say you execute well, talagang if there's a fire, the fire is put out. If there's something to do, it is actually done and it's done well. Okay? So, execution rigor, doing what it takes in exact precision. No more, no less. Para hindi masyadong magastos. Exact precision. To address the strategic issue thoroughly. Talagang nalutas siya, naasikaso siya. Okay? And then, the second part, having the sense of urgency to do what has to be done in the fastest possible way. So, doing what is right, doing it in exact precision to address the issue thoroughly and in the fastest possible way. Okay, so far, anything complicated? Okay, all right. Lou Gerstner, the former CEO of IBM, said, "The last thing IBM needs now is vision. We simply have to execute well." IBM was a great company 20 years ago, but it was failing. It was concentrated on mainframe computers when the world has shifted to personal computers. See, IBM at that time was a very wonderful picture of success gone awry. Ang galing-galing nila, so sabi nila, we will continue to succeed by selling big computers. Well, sabi ni Steve Jobs, duh, it's personal, man, it's not mainframe. So they lost in mainframe. They lost the computer war. So Lou Gerstner said, you know what? There are a lot of ingenious people in IBM. And there are a lot of visionaries in IBM. But we don't execute well. Okay? We are not, basically, they were not paying attention to the correct issues, and they were not executing well. So what did he do? He said, the world is moving away from mainframes. They're moving to personal computers, and we've lost that battle to Apple. So sabi niya, what can we do? What do we have? We have great people. We have bright people. We will move from selling computers to providing service. Computer service. Whatever you need that has to do with systems, we will serve you. Okay? And so, over 10 years, Lou Gerstner shifted the strategy of IBM from selling stuff to selling service. Okay? His successor, Sam Palmisano, continued with the strategy of Lou Gerstner, and they are now selling what we call ang vision niya, smarter planet or smart planet, I forgot. They are selling mega solutions. I'm not just going to service your internet or computer requirements in your company. I'm going to go to the mayor of the city and say, you have a traffic problem. We can solve it for you. I'm going to go to the president of a country and say, you have a water problem. I'm going to solve it for you. Okay? So mega solution. They're going to solve huge problems. Okay? So, and they're making a lot of money doing that. So, and by the way, recently I believe they finally are going to or actually sold their mainframe business. Says that IBM will no longer be associated with hardware. A tremendous shift in strategy. Because, sabi ni Lou Gerstner, we're not doing the right things. And by the way, what we're because we're not doing the right things, wala, bokya tayo, talo. Okay? So, sabi niya, we must execute well. Managers and leaders unite. Here is a slogan, subvert the prevailing paradigm. What is the prevailing paradigm? Functionalism. You must rise above the narrow functional thinking. Accounting lang ako. Marketing lang ako. Preaching lang ako. Admin lang ako. You know? And take a helicopter view of every situation. In other words, see the big picture. Identify the issues. Execute with excellence. And become a general manager. Okay? Sometimes a helicopter is not enough. So I say, take a satellite view. You can see the picture globally. That is Steve Merle's perspective, a satellite view. Joey Bonifacio's perspective might be a helicopter view to see the whole picture in Metro Manila Ferdy. Okay? So if you take a helicopter view, you still don't see the big picture. Take a satellite view. You see the global picture. If you still don't see it with a satellite view, meron pang isa. Take a galactic view. God's view. So you see the whole universe of possibilities. Okay? So helicopter, satellite, galactic view, God's view. The idea is to see the whole picture, not just your narrow perspective. Okay? Rise above the narrow functional thinking and develop a general management mindset. Now, be careful. I said mindset. You do not have to be an... If you're in accounting, I'm not expecting you to be an expert in marketing and production and HR, whatever. I just need you to be conversant in those other functions. Na hindi naman yung, ano yun? Dapat naman may konti kang alam doon. Okay? And you know, what's the best way to get to know how other functions operate? What do you think? What? Yeah. Develop a friendship with somebody in that department. That's how I learned. My best friends in Del Monte, for example, when I started, are the auditing people.
Why? The finance and auditing people. Why? Because these people see the whole picture. The auditor, because they audit everybody, yan ang kinatatakutan lahat ng mga tao sa kumpanya, yung auditor. Ako, kaibigan ko yung auditor kasi sa kanya ako natututo. Pag in-audit yung marketing, masaya kami. Halika kayo rito. Papakita namin yung mga dokumento namin, etc. Then sabi ko sa exit interview, okay, how did we do? Okay ba kami? Palpak ba kami? Ganun. And what do you see? So the audit people have a big view. Finance people have a big view. HR people, from a people standpoint, have a total view. Okay? So develop friendships with people in other functions. And say, pare pa, paano? Ano ba yung ginagawa niyo? Paano ba yan? Ganun lang. And I don't have an MBA. I wish I did. I never had time. I married too young. Okay? And I had to feed my family. I didn't have time to study anymore. And frankly, I didn't want to study anymore. So, befriend people para you are conversant. Okay? You can become a GM or develop a GM mindset faster than you think. Easier than you think. By the way, it doesn't have to be in church. I mean, if you have a friend in outside of church, in accounting, paano ba yan? In fact, that's safer. Eh? Because you can be as stupid as you want. You can be as ignorant as you want. Kasi kaibigan mo eh. So, paano ba yan? Magpaturo ko sa kanya. Okay? So, all right. Seven dimensions of the GM mindset. Focused on the organization's mission and target customer. Okay? What is our mission? Honor God, make disciples. Who is the target customer? Who's the target customer? Anyone? Generic. This is not a trick question, and this is a classroom. You can be unknowledgeable, it's okay. It's a safe environment. I won't tell anyone your answers. Who's the customer?
Everyone.
Sorry?
Everyone.
Yeah, the lost. Yeah, everyone. Para naman cap out. Hiwa-hiwain natin, oh. Give me one kind of everyone. The lost is one kind of everyone. Who else?
Campus.
Sorry?
Campus.
Campuses? Yeah. Who else? The nations, very good. Who else?
Community,
okay. Who else?
Leaders.
Huh? Leaders. Businessmen.
Families.
Okay. So far, we're still under the department of the lost. Yung the found. Customer din? Hi. Salamat. Tasama naman tayo dyan, ano? The lost and the found are customers. In fact, the immediate customer is the found. Baka mamaya eh, mawala pa yung found. All right? The immediate customer is the found. The ultimate customer is the lost. Okay? So, don't forget the found. Kasi customer mo yun eh. Mamaya, umangal sila, ba't ganito worship service dito? Ba't ganito? You know, okay, eh, yun yung mga found yun eh. Yung lost, yeah, yun yung discipleship and outreach, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Focused on the organization's mission and target customer. Did you see that? Balik tayo sa slide one. Masyadong mabilis. Yan. Not focused on politics. Not focused on the boss. Not focused on my career. Okay? I'm focused on the organization's mission and the target customer, because many things will get in the way of your mindset. And, you know, you could get sidetracked. Number two, committed to effective leadership. That's kind of self-explanatory. Number three, employs the structure, process, people, issue, identification framework. We're going to talk about that later. Number four, engages people concerned. The GM mindset is a team mindset. Hindi siya lone ranger. Okay? Engages people concern. Number five, targets continuous improvement. The GM mindset combats complacency. Okay? There's always a better way. Hindi siya magpapahinga. Hindi rin siya napapagod. Basta ang mindset niya, is there a better way? Number six, designs based on facts processed into issues. Now, let me explain. I had a boss when I would walk into his office and say, "Boss, our sales are up 5%. Sabihin sa akin, "So what? Hindi ka ba masaya, no?" Well, sabi niya, "What's the market doing?" 10%. Hindi, lousy ka. 5% ka lang pala eh. Sabi niya, "Alex, don't come in here and waste my time with facts. Start with facts. But facts are unprocessed issues. I want you to process facts into issues. Ask yourself, so what? Your sales are up 5%, so what? In what context? If sales are down 10% and the market is down 50%, you're a hero. Okay? Always ask yourself, when there's a fact, always ask yourself, so what? What's the issue? If any. So, you will be inundated with facts. In fact, in business, in ministry, there's too much data. We have more data than we have time to analyze. And we have more data than we have time to understand. So, and nag-umpisa tayo, sabi ko, be issue-driven, remember? Okay. So, don't get overwhelmed by facts. Don't get drowned by facts. Start with facts. You have to be factual. But, ask the question, what's the issue? Ano ba talaga yung issue? So, if the fact is a non-issue driving fact, then forget it. It's a factoid. Okay? I mean, abala lang yun sa buhay mo. Kalimutan mo na yun. Walang kwenta yun. Ang boss ko noon, sabi niya, "Oh, yan, tapon mo yan, tapon mo yan." Walang kwenta yan. Sabi ko, wow. Noong una, parang nasusupladuhan, suplado itong taon to. Tapon mo yan, tapon mo yan. Tapon mo yan. Yan, tapon mo. Walang kwenta yan, tapon mo yan. He wanted me to focus on, yan, importante yan. Wow. Ganun pala. Okay. How will you learn if it's important or not important? Trial and error. Okay? Trial and error. Common sense. Wala akong libro na entitled How to Determine What is Important. You know, you frame it on the mission, the vision. If it relates to that, if it threatens that, yeah. Number seven, develops mutually beneficial customer-supplier relationships. Now, this has to do with, if there are suppliers, the GM mindset develops long-term supplier-client relationships. Who are your suppliers in Victory? Printers. Who are your suppliers? Printers. Huh? Ano na? Oh, manpower suppliers, the janitorial maintenance. Who are our other suppliers? Aircon. Sorry? Aircon? Travel agency is a supplier, yeah? The GM mindset realizes that long-term relationships that are decent and fair, win-win relationships with suppliers over the long term provides better service at the lowest price. Okay? So, hindi yung aapihin ko ito, pipigayin ko ito supplier na to para maganda yung presyo ko. Okay? So next time mag-quote yan, i-a-add na niya yung piga mo para pigain mo man siya, okay pa siya. So, you cannot make ape and get away with it. There's a moral law out there that somehow brings everything back into equilibrium. How the GM mindset solves problems. Categorizes problems as structure, process, and people issues. Say structure, process, and people. Addresses issues accordingly. Structure issues through structural change, process issues through process improvement, people issues through leadership and people improvement or development. Okay? You can't solve a structural problem through process improvement. I'll give you an example. There was a telecoms company who could not sell their SIM cards in a certain area. So they said, okay, discount the SIM cards. So they ran discounts, 50% off, 20% off. Di pa rin makabenta. Okay, retrain the salesman. So they retrain the salesman. Okay, di pa rin makabenta. Fire the salesman. Okay, fire the salesman. Replace, hindi pa rin makabenta. Okay. Promote it. Nag-promote sila. Bundle here, bundle there. Package here, package. Hindi pa rin makabenta. So somebody said, why don't we visit the area and interview the people? So they did. And they said, eh sir, eh, maski pamigay nyo na yung SIM card nyo, hindi ko bibili. Sabi, bakit naman? Wala akong signal. They were solving a structural problem, which is lack of a cell site through process or people solutions. And unless you solve a structural problem structurally, it will never go away. Grabe, no? And when I learned this, I go, oh, ano? Boy, you know the genius who invented that? He's called Mr. Common Sense. And I wonder, why do people have to get an MBA to learn this? You know, you can't solve a structural problem unless you solve it structurally. Give an example. Another example. You can't solve a process problem structurally. You have to solve it by improving the process. Ako po'y naging bottling plant general manager ng Pepsi Cola bottling plant in Tanawan, Leyte. I was very young. I had no idea what I was doing. But since the company was so insane to promote me to general manager at the age of 26, I said, well, I'll try my best to learn what this job is all about. So I'm walking the bottling plant. The bottle washer is there. The bottles are fed into the bottle washer. The bottles are washed. The conveyor belt brings them to the filler. Okay? But the filler is over here, so the conveyor makes a turn to the left to bring the bottles to the filler, where they will be filled with Pepsi. Dito po sa kanto, nagbabagsakan yung mga bote. So, there's a young man here who will untumble the bottles. His job description, bottle untumbler. So sabi ko, what are you doing? Ginuntumble ko sir yung bottle. Okay. I can see that. But why are the bottles tumbling? Mabilis ho yung conveyor eh. Ba't hindi mo bagalan? Ah, hindi ko, si yung foreman sa, tawagin nyo na yung foreman. Tinawa ko yung foreman. Ba't hindi mo bagalan yung conveyor? Magbabagsakin yung mga bote rito. Kasi sir, yung motor natin eh, hindi na mag-adjust, ayaw na mag-adjust, isang speed na lang. Bakit isang speed na lang? Eh kasi sir, may sira eh. Ba't hindi mo ayusin? Eh, matagal sir yung capital expenditure approval eh. Nag-apply ka na ba? Hindi ba sir? So, naglagay na lang kami ng bottle and tumbler. The way we maintain the conveyor is process. We were solving it structurally. We put a warm body. By the way, is vacancy a people problem or a structural problem? Vacancy. There's a vacancy. Structural or people? May hint na ako, dalawa na lang yan. So, guess right. What? Structure, di ba? See? They put a human being. That's a structural. A poor attitude, is that? What kind of a yun ang people. Incompetence? People. Relational? Okay. Pero yung mag-hire ka, structural yun. So, we were solving a process problem structurally. Mahal po yun. Over time, can you imagine? the bottle and tumbler, after 6 months, will be a regular, from probationary bottle and tumbler to regular bottle and tumbler. After 1 year, senior bottle and tumbler. After two years, group bottle and tumbler, supervising probationary bottle and tumblers, okay? Can you imagine? Can you become a senior executive vice president for bottle and tumbling? It is possible. We have created a monstrous structure to solve a process problem. Are you with me? Okay. You can't solve a people issue structurally, and yet people do all the time. I have a client. The COO is very inexperienced and very young, precisely because he is COO, child of owner, okay? By the way, I retired already, but I'm still CEO, COO at home. Did I tell you this already? Aside lang ito, aside. I am CEO, I'm chief errand officer, okay? And I am also COO. You'll never guess that. COO ng OO. Okay, anyway. So this guy, my client, is child of owner. Alex, sabi ng tatay, paano ba yan? Eh, ba't ho ang daming assistant? Eh, kasi mahina eh. So mahina sa accounting, may assistant sa accounting. Mahina sa marketing, may assistant sa marketing. Mahina sa ganito, may assistant sa ganito. So, the people problem, which is incompetence, is being solved structurally. Isang katerbang arming assistant na may cordon sanitaire, yung talagang direct report niya, yung marketing VP, yung accounting VP, etc. Hindi na makapasok kasi yung mga assistant, mga alipores niya yung... And sabi ko, ano po kasi, yung anak ninyo, talagang hindi matututo yan. Kasi nagiging dependent yan sa mga assistant niya. So, anong solusyon? Eh, sabi ko, edi turuan natin. Maintain the assistants, but my goal is to mentor your son until the time that he can terminate all of this assistance. Because the problem of incompetency, the solution is training and mentoring and coaching. So that all of those artificial supports can be removed. So you can see, structure, you solve a structural problem by changing the structure or creating a structure. You solve a process problem by improving the process. You solve a people problem by improving the leadership or training the people. Okay? Now, is that easy? Is that logical? You know, it is violated every other day. Why? People don't want to face the brutal facts. Hindi marunong eh. Huwag mo muna i-promote. Ginawa mo kagad CEO, COO. Eh, hindi pa marunong eh. Eh di, gawin mo muna si Ayala ganyan eh. Gokong way, ganyan din. When the Ayala kids, those are Fernando and Jaime, who are now running the Ayala Corporation, they started driving tractor trucks, clearing the land for Ayala land. Because the father said, you guys had better learn this business from the bottom up. And that's very, very wise parenting, you see. Because he wanted them to learn. So I have a very high regard for this Ayala Tisois. Because, yeah, they have MBAs from Harvard. But hey, they drove tractors. They, mixed cement. I mean, they learned their business from the bottom up. Okay. All right. So far, so good. Yes. All right. Turn the page. Principle. Structures plus processes plus people equals execution effectiveness. Repeat. Structures plus processes plus people equals execution effectiveness. If structures and processes are sound, even average people will produce great results. Okay? If structures and processes are sound, even average people will produce great results. My favorite example is is the call center agent for Citibank. That person does not even have to go to school at all. All he or she needs to know is to read and write. and click on a keyboard. Pag tumawag ka, thank you for calling Citibank Phone Banking. What can we do for you? Si Alex Castillo po, meron ako itatanong tungkol sa account ko. Can we verify your identification, sir? Yes. Date of birth, ganito. Mother's maiden name, ganon. Cellphone number, ganito. Address, ganon. Okay. Now that I am sure you are Mr. Castillo, what can I do for you? Then I tell her, I want to transfer 3 pesos from this account to that account. And she doesn't say, ano, 3 pesos lang. She doesn't say that, you know. And then she does it. Because I'm in the car and I wrote a check, it will bounce if my account doesn't have that money. I forgot to replenish it, but it's in another account, so I want you to transfer that amount of money from that account to that account. And she solved my problem. And I'm driving the car. I had banking while driving my car. Okay? Why? Because Citibank has robust computer systems. That even if somebody only went to grade school, because the structures and the processes are so robust, an average person can solve my problem. On the other hand, even if everyone in the company were summa cum laudes and PhDs from wherever, Harvard, Stanford, if the structures and processes are not sound, that company will not last. It is a recipe for burnout. And the characteristics of the work environment is everyday overtime. Lahat melatonin challenged, meaning kulang ang tulog, bloodshot eyes, and they cannot talk eyeball to eyeball, it's always eye bag to eye bag. Dahil kulang ang tulog, puyat mga tao. Hindi po tatagal yan. If structures and processes are not sound. On the other hand, if you have above average people and sound structures and processes and an inspiring leadership, you can achieve great consistent results creating a winning culture. That organization will be unstoppable. That's your vision. That's the vision for your team. You want sound structures and processes, as high quality of a group of people as you can get, and then you lead them well, and no one can stop you. I mean, even you cannot stop the organization if you wanted to. Okay? Yan po ang pakay ng general manager. Yun lang. Are the structures correct? The process is correct? We have the right people? Okay, let's lead them well, and let's go. Okay. All right. Questions? So far, so good. Madali lang management, ano? SWOT analysis. How not to make it a meaningless exercise. We're now going to go into how to identify strategic issues. Okay? You identify strategic issues by doing SWOT analysis. What is SWOT? Strengths, weaknesses. All right. It is almost always meaningless because when I go to a client and say, Alex, nag-SWOT na kami. Okay? Asan yung SWOT nyo? Ayan, nasa pader, oh. Okay? Anong gawin nyo sa SWOT nyo? Wala, ayan, oh. Andyan yan. Anong nga ginawa nyo? Ayan, oh, ayan, SWOT, oh. Okay, so you know what your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats are? So what? Eh, ano po bang gagawin namin? Alam na namin strengths, weaknesses, I said, what are the issues? Okay, what are the issues? You make a SWOT analysis, not a meaningless exercise, by framing it against the mission, vision, and goals of the organization. Okay? You take the SWOT and say, if our mission is this, if our vision is this, do our SWOT, what is in our SWOT that will inhibit us from achieving the mission and vision? Yun ang magiging issue. Okay? By being brutally honest in your assessments, by extending the analysis to the implied strategic issue. Will you underscore or encircle that? Extend the analysis to the implied strategic issues. In other words, what are the under-leveraged strengths, unexploited opportunities, ignored threats, and unaddressed weaknesses? The bottom line is, in light of our mission, vision, and goals, what are the strategic issues facing our business? And what should we do to resolve them. Okay? It's amazing how many people do a SWOT analysis and they don't know what to do with it afterwards. Ikakwadro pa yan. Very proud pa sila, nakakwadro yan. Okay? And it's like hypnotizing themselves into, ah, yeah, weak talaga tayo dyan, weakness natin yan. Yeah. Okay? So, what we're going to do, we're going to have some fun. We're going to try to do a issue identification process of victory. And we will do the historical stats. Di ba? Meron kayong historical stats dyan. Tapos meron din kayong strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Okay? Right. This is also the tombstone to the unknown soldier. But you have it in your book, all right? What I want you to do, okay, yung historical data nandun din. Let me see. Wag muna. Dun tayo sa data, sa 10-year data, okay? Victory Metro Manila, right, ratio. Right. Let's just take the overall, no longer the by church, okay? Yeah, give me the congregation. Yeah, okay, I like this. Okay, now. How much time do we have? Okay. I love this. We have all of 8 minutes. Okay? The strategic issues of victory now are at the mercy of us in 8 minutes. Okay? I want you to look at this. What it says is from 2000 to 2010, these are real numbers, by the way, we went from 8 congregations to 15. Is that good or bad? Okay. Worship services from 16 to 81. Is that good or bad? Okay. Well, you guys are good. Huh? Small group leaders from 518 to 3,482. Is that good or bad? Come on, you can do better than that. Is it very good? Yeah, I think it's super. Okay. Weekend attendance from 4,900 to 44,275. Is that good or bad? Okay, so far so good. Hey, I mean, why do we need this class? Look at small group attendance ratio. In other words, attendance divided by number of small groups. Okay? For every 9.5 people, there is one group leader on the average. On the average, okay? So, look at the ratio from 2000 to 2004. The lower the ratio, the better. Okay? 2000 to 2004, is that good or bad? Is it very good? Is it excellent? Yeah, yeah. From 2005 to 2010, you went from 6.1 to 12.7. Is that good or bad? Is there an issue here? Duh. What's the issue? I need help. Can someone write leadership development here? Sa mga handwriting ko. Who wants to volunteer? Okay? Lagyan natin yan. Issues, ha? Victory strategic issues. Okay? Thank you. Bueno. Okay? So, here are the facts, and we're processing an issue. Okay? Leadership development. Okay? Victory has been declining in development of leaders. We used to have one leader for every 5.5 people. Now we have one leader for every 12.7 people. So, leadership development, let's take number two. Good growth in congregations, worship services, weekend attendance. Good growth in congregations, worship services, weekend attendance. Not good in small group leaders. In fact, if you look at the growth rate, okay? If you look at the growth rate, decline in number of leaders as a ratio to population. Okay? You can't grow a church unless you grow its leaders. In fact, that is the issue with Victory. And you can see why yesterday the thrust was in a lot of leadership development. Okay? All right. Any other issues on this data that you can see? You know, the deterioration, is the deterioration major? Because more than doubling ratio. So it's a major issue, major issue. Let's look at the SWOT, strengths, weaknesses. Okay, now you have it in your book, okay? Thank you, Wenno. You have it in your book, and I have to tell you, this is a lot, okay? What I'd rather do is this. I want to break you up into teams, okay? Ilan tayo dito? 3, 6, 9. Okay, 18. 20, 26. We're 27 people. Kung four groups, kung five groups is five per group, no? Yeah, five and then six yung huli. Okay, would you guys form into your group? Okay, like these two tables, for example, is one group, and then I don't know, you guys and that table, this two is one group, and then yeah, six. Nine. So you could have four and five here if you want. This group, kasi nine kayo. So four and five, hindi naman four and a half, four and a half. So four and five. Okay. Six, 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 four and five. All right? And, alang oras eh, no? What I want you, well, I'll give you instructions anyway. What I want you to do is to brainstorm and come up with the top 10 issues. Top 10 issues. You already have one of them there. Look at your SWOT and come up with nine more after the break, okay? Come up with nine more discussing it with your teammates. The words here, marami dyan, magkakamag-anak, so you can combine them. Just read them. What I want you to do is, we have one more minute. So you can read them just now, individually, and just kind of encircle the words that might lead you to an issue.
So
yeah.
For
instance,
strength, nine items.
No. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities. Sa buong SWOT, give me nine. Give me nine, okay? Typically, threat is a good source of SWOT, of issues, opportunities also. Ang strength then, if it's under-leveraged. Weakness is a good source of issues if it's not addressed. Will it stop us? In other words, an issue is this. Honor God and make disciples. To have disciples making disciples in every campus, in every nation, in the world. That's our mission and that's our vision. What will stop us? Well, if we do not develop leaders, that will stop us. So an issue is an issue. A strategic issue is an issue that if it is not addressed, it will prevent the church from achieving its mission, or fulfilling its mission and achieving its vision. Ganun ka simple yan. Ito yung identifying what are the right things to do. Okay? So, time's up. We have a break. When you come back, that's what you'll do. Now, are you satisfied with a 6, 6, 6, then 4, 5? Is that okay?